As you know, in decoding education, the goal is to present multiple perspectives so that each of us can reflect and build our skills and thoughts towards a harmonious society. The value systems are the same across the board in most families. But life has a way of making it difficult, and sometimes that makes us compromise some of the choices. Here are some of the students' perspectives. Now let's listen to an 8th grader, Shriya Mandipati, about what worries her about living in a multicultural society and making sense of discrimination.
Oppression has become the new prevalent norm. We no longer live in a world that we once knew. Policemen who took an oath to protect citizens are the same people that are hurting them now. A person of an ethnic background now these days isn't waking up feeling happy or excited about what the day has to offer them, but instead, they are waking up feeling scared. They are scared about how much racism they will have to endure today. They are scared thinking about the fact that they could potentially be murdered today by a person that thinks that their skin tone is far superior than this person's life. What has our society evolved into? Do we really believe, even in the 21st century, that people's rights are granted depending on the fairness of their skin color? One of the biggest communities known for social stereotyping is the South Asian community. Adults who have migrated here from India think it is unnecessary to talk to their children about racism and social inequality. In an Indian family, is maintaining an A in a class more important than enlightening the youth about the unfairness and hatred that has become widespread in the nation? We need to make a change, and this generation has to be the ones that start this new revolution. We need to raise more thoughtful and compassionate kids who one day will change our whole justice system so that everyone is treated equally and no one has to wake up fearing if they will lose their lives or not today. Now, the question is, are you ready to be a part of this change?
Now let's hear from Sia Angris on her viewpoints on how she juggles this dichotomous existence of being a South Asian in the United States, being born in the United States, but maintaining two identities, the South Asian and the American.
Hello. First of all, I would like to thank Ms. Sand for this opportunity. My name is Sia. I am 15 years old and a freshman in high school. As a South Asian, I see myself as a mix of both whitewashed and cultured. Honestly, the way I behave depends on the people around me at the time. I act in this manner subconsciously. I feel this is because ever since I was little, I wanted to fit into the people around me, and I think growing up brown results in this. Often, acting too cultured in front of my non-brown friends is seen as weird. Or not being the ideal sanskari brown kid in front of the brown community creates tons of gossip. So I've adapted this mechanism to try to have both communities accept me. Now, to the brown community on friendship. Personally, my parents do not care what race my friends are, but they do care about how their families are. Brown parents have to understand that friendship does not have a color. I do not selectively choose my friends based on the color of their skin. I feel like most brown parents want their kids to hang around well-mannered or kids from proper homes because they feel like their kids might become ill-mannered due to negative influences. Hence, some misinformed parents perpetuate the stereotypes associated with black people, which is not okay. The race of someone does not determine their background, and this is the main message I would like to put out there. Thank you.
Let's hear from Netra Velanki, another 8th grader.
I believe that nobody should be profiled because of their race, their ethnicity, their sexual orientation, their religion, because at the end of the day, we're all humans, and we all deserve the same basic rights. Because of the recent events, I've started to doubt the credibility of those basic rights that we were promised hundreds of years ago. Right now, I am a little scared about what's going to happen, but that fear is pushing me to be a better person and to use all these resources that I've been provided to do good for everyone around me. I just want people to know that at the end of the day, we're all humans, we all have emotions, and we all deserve to be loved equally. It's heartbreaking to see what's going on in our country. but I think that if we stand up together, we can make a difference and change the minds of those people who think that not every single life around the world stands at the same level. I hope we can put an end to all the hate and rise up together to make a difference in this world.
Stay tuned to hear how two students who went through preschool through grade 8 and have graduated high school reflect back on what learning meant, when they learned, and how it all came together at the end of high school, and how important their education from preschool through high school was in accomplishing what they did at the end of high school. So stay tuned. Don't go away.